Hello, Leo, and welcome to your Vision Quest audio reading. My name's Eric Francis, here to tell you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and to shed some light on additional ideas from your astrology. I am working on the day of the Leo full moon. In fact, just a little while ago, the moon entered the sign Leo and is about 3 degrees away from an opposition to the sun. So we're in that kind of cascading moment before the full moon is exact. That is often a moment of unraveling and of, I think of the full moon as being about resolving deadlocks. Things that seem stuck can suddenly start to move. It's actually possible to work with this. And so we may have some of that unraveling, unlocking type of energy in this version of the reading, which is, of course, a different work than the written piece, though I have reviewed the written piece and I have an idea of what I said, and it is some deep stuff in there, and I think some of it calls for some additional thoughts and elucidation. Your runes are cast. I'm looking at a photo of the spread right now. You can see it. It's the thing with all the pencils. The pencils come in. They're your chosen artifact. Pencils from my pencil collection on a nice slab of agate or something like that. And I'll tell you a bit why about I chose pencils and what that rune spread has to say. It is portentous of wholeness and of integration and of success, really. Though there are challenges, of course, as you know. Most of those being challenges in the realm of health and well-being and how you integrate work into your life. One of the things that occurred to me reading the written bit and contemplating some of the main astrology is that so much of your life right now is about learning self-care and self-esteem. This is really always a learning process. I mean, even making a major change in your diet can take 6 months or longer to really get that acclimatized into your biological and mental and emotional patterns. And a lot of this is represented by Pluto in Capricorn. And by the way, right now, Mercury is retrograde, conjunct Pluto exactly to the degree, and Mercury will station direct in about 48 hours from now, though it's doing this thing of making a double conjunction to Pluto in Capricorn. So we have the full moon, and that's pointing to some things, and then we have Mercury retrograde pointing to Pluto in Capricorn, and this also gives us a clue. The immediate astrology at the moment that we're doing this is, of course, relevant because the moment of astrology is always the moment that you are in. So one thought I had after rereading your reading and contemplating, your astrology and Pluto in Capricorn, which I read, by the way, sitting in the cafe of a local health food store called Mother Earth's Storehouse, which is a great place to go for the whole self-care thing that's such an essential element of your life right now, is that in some ways Leo is so well-suited to be on the planet that it's as if you can take many other things for granted and kind of forget the fact that you are a person with needs. It always seems like the requirement of Leo is to be such a profound powerhouse and to be the most adapted person, though there do seem to be two kinds of Leos, really. The egomaniacs that everyone always talks about, the Leos they know, then there are the Leos that I know, who are the ones who feel that it's their responsibility to stand at the center of whatever they're doing and to hold all the other planets in their orbits. And I think this is a central metaphor of Leo, which is that of the 12 signs, Leo is the only only sign represented by a star, an actual star. I mean, we call, astrology like star sign readings and all that. There's only one star sign in the entire zodiac. and that is Leo. And the reason that is so is because Leo is the planet in classical astrology that is associated with, or in the terminology of the old codgers, assuming that was translated correctly, ruled by the sun. And it is a sign that's very close to the center of the zodiac, and it is the sign that contains one of the cross quarter days, that being Lunessa, the first harvest and second planting. So we get something of an agricultural sign in Leo as well. So there's the first of the harvest festivals takes place with the sun at the midpoint of Leo. And then there's a series of other harvest events ending with Samhain, which is Halloween, which is the sun at the midpoint of Scorpio. So there's this zone in the year, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, where the fruits come in, and the first place the fruits start to come in is in Leo, and then there is a second planting. So if you think about it, that's a lot of work to bring in the first harvest and then to plant a second time the things that will, you know, survive into the first frosts, and the peak of summer starts to shift. The summer's peak, you know, summer begins when the sun ingresses Cancer, and then the midpoint of